Okay, welcome back. I'm Al Whitney. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. And tonight we're talking about energy, smart meters, 5G. I wanted to mention that when I was working closely with a professor, a university professor, who was also a fellow of the Study for Peak Oil United States, the national group that you know got together and set up their own organization, ASPO, Association for the Study of Peak Oil. He was a professor of mechanical engineering, and he shared a lot of his knowledge about energy. And here's what he told me. He said this big centralized energy wastes an enormous amount of energy because from the source of the production of electricity all the way down the lines through the distribution system, energy is lost. Huge amounts of energy is lost in the transport. And he showed me plans that many engineers had come up with moons ago for a smaller system closer to the use that you could put in that was more efficient, and to have these kind of power plants smaller, dotted around your state or around the country, would be cleaner and more efficient, and you'd lose less energy. But the controllers, of course, don't want smaller power plants that they can't control. They want a central version where they can turn off the switch for a whole state if they want to. I mean, that's what they want. And I don't know if people remembered what happened in California with Enron when they did exactly that. But he brought that up to me, and he also educated me about this time of use. Now, your listeners may know more about this than I do. I just know what I was told by him, that the big power plants, when there's no demand at night, that they don't have a way. This is what he told me, and if you're an engineer, electricity engineer, you can correct me. They don't have a way to shut it down, to turn down the fires. They have to keep them going. And so what they do at night when we're not using energy is they vent it out into the atmosphere. So in Europe, they decided to start trying to get people to use energy at different hours of the day, so they wouldn't have that loss, and they started charging for time of use. And they mentioned it in Take Back Your Power. And that's what the professor told me. The whole idea of time of use would be trying to level out the production and the consumption instead of us using all the energy at certain times and then nothing from midnight till 6 a.m. This would be more efficient for them. That's what he told me. So I just wanted to share that. I don't know how much of that is behind smart meters. It's hard to say. Okay, before I take calls, I want to go into this segment that I mentioned already from Take Back Your Power. And listen closely. First of all, you need to know who's speaking. And the first voice you're going to hear is an attorney by the name of Jordan McColeman. And he represents the state of Maine, the Maine Public Utility Commission. And there was a lawsuit, and it is being heard in the Maine Supreme Court. He's speaking on behalf of the Public Utility Commission. And this happened May 10th, 2012. So let's listen to this conversation between the justices who are up on the bench and this attorney for the Public Utility Commission. Can we play that, Ken?
Mr. Freeman has a concern about the safety of smart meters. He does not have to have it.
Is it PUC's decision that by allowing an opt-out, it can duck an obligation to consider the health or the trespass issues?
All of these issues were before the commission in the earlier proceedings. The commission had a proceeding on this, and
but it didn't decide any of those issues.
No, Your Honor, the commission did not.
The commission, in fact, declined to do the analysis to make the decisions about health and safety.
The remedy for all of the concerns in those proceedings was to offer an opt-out.
How about the members of the public that are not opting out? Isn't it the commission's responsibility to look after their health and safety and to make a judgment as to whether they're being unreasonably exposed to RF?
Your Honor, nothing in the world can be made absolutely safe.
So, are you admitting that they're not safe? Is it the PUC's position that these are safe enough?
Your Honor, the public is free to have whatever concerns it would have.
What the commission is doing, as you present it, is saying it has declined to do the health and safety analysis. You're on your own.
No, the commission instructed the utility to, in its communication plans, provide information to all of its customers about smart meters. And so it's to the science that is out there.
But Mr. McCullough, there's still all those people that have them. And for those people, you're saying that the state of affairs can be that the commission can take no position on their safety.
And leave it up to the utility?
Ken, okay, thanks. Okay, now I hope everybody heard that, because that's exactly what happened in Ohio when I checked it out. Ohio Public Utility Commissions, I went to their website. I looked at everything they had to say. I did post it on my wiki spaces. I posted the page, and I just added one to the new website that's on WordPress, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. And they put this information up there about smart meters. They do not mention anywhere safety. Nowhere. Nowhere on the website. They put the same old garbage that the AEP sent me in the mail. So if you heard that, what you're hearing is what's happening in my state as well. Happened in Maine. It's happening here. The Public Utilities Commission has abdicated. They have chosen to say nothing. And the power company in my state, American, and they said leaving it up to the power company. Okay, so my state, the power company, let us know that we had an option, a friend called them, of taking the smart meter, or we could have the wireless, they said, the wireless analog, which is not wireless, the analog meter, which has transmitting capability, or we could pay $25 a month to opt out. This is what my friend was told. And they were going to discontinue budget billing. And so I went on their website and I looked for indication that they mentioned that they were telling the public there's some safety concerns about smart meter. Because when you listen to that hearing, that lawyer inferred that the power company was going to tell the public so they could make a choice. Now, AEP, I scoured their website. There is no mention of any risks to your health with a smart meter. Not word one. Public Utility Commission of Ohio makes no assurances it's safe. And nor does American Electric Power, neither one. They are staying silent on the safety issue. But by listening to that, I'm hoping people understand that any effort to approach the Public Utility Commission is futile. They don't work for the people. In most states, they're appointees. We don't hire them. We can't fire them. Whether or not they do a good job or a bad job, we have no say in it. Our contract is with the electric company. Now, they can give us all a bunch of junk about, well, the Public Utility Commission authorized this, said go ahead, and in my state they did. They did say go ahead and do the smart meters without any safety assurance, even though on their website they say that's why they're there. They're there to ensure safe and affordable utilities for the people in Ohio. So they just opted out of the whole thing. And that may be true in every state in this United States federal corporation. But I know it's true in Maine because you just heard it. And I know it's true in Ohio. So that leaves the problem between me and American Electric Power, our family, and AEP. And our smart meter notice, denial of consent notice, does exactly that. Well, we mention in our notice the Public Utility Commissions. We aren't really addressing them. We're not writing to them. We really truly understand that they don't work for us. So what I did this past week is I went back. In lawful years, I had put a smart meter notice in the very beginning, and it's been there since 2014. But over the last several years, I have learned more. So I went and did some updating, and I put together like a package, a PDF package, which you can get for free. It's on peopleforsafetechnologies.com. If you type that into your search box, you may get to the wiki spaces, but right on the homepage, it will say click here to go to the new site. And you go to the new site, and you will see there is a tab at the top on that webpage where you can get information and get all the details regarding the smart meter notice, denial of consent notice. You can get that, read the page. It'll tell you kind of what it's all about. And then at the bottom, there's a link that you click on and you get a PDF. And it gives you an explanation of how to implement this strategy, a sample letter to the executives of your power company, because it is now firmly in their lap. They are the ones that are liable for what harm or injury occurs. And we have several sample notices, one all filled out for Ohio, and two that are blank, that are designed so that you can print them out and write in the information using the template. You can write it in and do it yourself. So I hope that helps. And I do want to talk more about that. I don't know that, well, let's take some calls. Maybe we'll have time to get into why our notice of consent, denial of consent, why we're doing something different than the Empower Movement people are. They have a strategy as well. I'm just going to tell you up front, their strategy is based on unlawful trespassing, that the smart meter is getting information, it's trespassing, getting information, private information, without your permission. I tried to contact them and raise the question that since we are officially in a war on terror and they've got surveillance cameras everywhere, how is it that legally they believe that we can win based on they don't have any right to surveil us? Well, the Patriot Act, because we're in a permanent state of emergency, they gave themselves the right to surveil us. I mean, I thought everybody knew that we're being surveilled. You see the cameras everywhere. So I kind of wonder why they took that approach. The approach we took is that the corporation called American Electric Power is indeed a corporation, which is a legal construct, and it is controlled by its corporate charter. It's got a charter with the Secretary of State in Ohio. The charter defines what they can and cannot do. Our notice brings out the fact that their corporate charter does not authorize them to cause harm or injury to living men and women, living, because the contract they have with me comes, I get my utility bill, and it's an all caps name, okay? They have a contract with us, and we are considered in their statutory system to be a consumer, an electricity consumer, or they might call us a customer. I think they've pretty much changed everything over to consumer now, though. Consumer Uniform Commercial Code. So they believe their agreement with me is based on me being an all caps name. Okay? And obviously, all caps are not alive. We talked about what a legal person is. Their contract is with my legal personhood. Well, now here's the key. If I am just a legal fiction person, I don't need electricity, do I? I don't need heat, do I? I don't need a stove to cook food because dead legal fictions don't eat. So what we've done with our smart meter denial of consent notice is brought ourselves back to the status of being alive, okay? Only living people need electricity. Dead people don't. And bringing out the fact that they have absolutely no authorization to harm living men and women. And when they do so, the officers are acting outside of the jurisdiction of their corporation, which makes them personally liable for their actions. That is the strategy that we're using, and you can read all about it by going to People for Safe Technologies and clicking on that link. It's a different strategy, but it's the same strategy, if you've been listening to my show for any amount of time, that we've been using all along, which is to shed the legal fiction and resurrect the living man and woman. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with everybody. Okay, Chris in Las Vegas, what do you think of all this? Is he still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, hi.
Have you got me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, you know, I am a professional electrician, although a politically assassinated Union 530, local Union 357 in Las Vegas for many years and worked other jobs prior to that with the electrical trade. I am what you would call a first-party competent, knowledgeable, fact-based witness and professional from the trade. Therefore, I could be considered at least a very experienced professional or maybe even an expert.
Good.
And so I am also battle-tested from the fight against these insidious, invidious devices, these so-called smart meters, which are really dumb if you volunteer to take one, because it's putting a soldier, a standing soldier is a term that's frequently referred to, which is a violation of the Third Amendment of the Constitution of quartering soldiers of the king's men in your home without a warrant because they monitor you 24/7, 365. They can assess whether people are there or not there, therefore provide information. Let me grab a quick drink of water because I've got a tickle in my throat all of a sudden.
Okay, Chris, now I know you know this. I know you know the Constitution is not in force.
Correct.
It has not been since 1933, so they're not going to honor that. Okay,
well,
we know that. They are not going to honor. They aren't living by the Constitution. We're under a permanent state of national emergency. Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, are you still there, Chris?
Yes, I am, Al. Thank you very much.
Okay, now you know the Constitution, that we are in a permanent right, war on terror and all that garbage?
Yes, ma'am, I do very, very well.
Okay, however, so they're not gonna pay much attention to our you know, privacy. I think we have to break the corporate veil. Go ahead.
I don't argue with you there. In fact, I would be one to support that we have natural rights, some of which are preserved in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution, but they come from our Creator, not from government. Notwithstanding that, and more in point to your addressing the smart meter issue, it is particularly a military device, or militant, more accurately, device. It is not from the Department of Energy, but from the Department of Defense, or maybe the Senior Executive Services, or DIA, or other higher, deep, dark parts of the government, because it is a weaponized device to be used against we the people.
Right.
It is remotely modulatable from remote locations, such as smart towers, cell towers, perhaps satellites or drones or other devices, radio waves, and it can be modulated infinitely up and down to... It is a two-way radio transmitter. In fact, there's some that suggest that the acronym SMART stands for a special militant or military advanced receiver transmitter. There's other acronyms that can also apply to it, but it is an insidious device used to spy on you 24/7, to be able to turn off your power remotely without sending anybody out there if you don't pay your bill within seconds. Although they can remotely turn it on once you pay up and they pay your extortionate fee to the power masters, brokers. But this insidious device, there's a field manual from the United States Army representing acoustic weapons. And acoustic is energy of any sort, like sound or audio or other frequency-producing devices. And, of course, the electrical aspects of the smart meter. The real inherent danger that poses the greatest proclivity to a fire is the incompetent installation by marginally, at best, trained hirelings that are put out there to put these insidious devices in without having any competency or comprehension of the dangers of introducing new meters into, we'll call them set clips that have been standing for years and years operating without a problem, because when you originally install a meter into a meter socket clip, it's brand new and there's no restriction. But as it heats up from carrying large loads and small loads, cools down through different types of temperate environments throughout the year, extremes, highs and lows, as we have here in Las Vegas, it becomes set and it loses the tensile strength of those springiness of the clips to keep a good sound electrical mechanical connection. And when some nut comes across and thinks he can pull that thing off, whether he depowers the main breaker before he does so and pulls that into load, causing arcing and sparking, and puts it back in, if he is not very precise and cautious about the alignment of the meter socket pins into the clips so that they are exactly lined up so that there's no restriction, and should introduce a corrosion-inhibiting compound, not a grease or a lubrication, although it has some lubricity properties, to aid in the reintroduction into there, even doing those measures prudently, as a prudent electrician would, it can leave deleterious loose connections, which creates further arcing and sparking.
I have seen that in some videos as well, that part of the problem is they are not hiring well-trained electricians to do this, and pretty much everywhere, I guess. I mean, I don't know if my power company's any better at this than yours, but that's what I've heard. They are paying less than the going wage for an electrician, and these people don't know what they're doing.
Not only that, the power companies themselves get a huge stipend through the Department of Energy, although it comes from the Department of Defense. Like I say, it's a kind of a cover agency, the Department of Energy is, for this insidious military plan to put a spy device in everybody's home in America. But if they don't get at least 95% compliance, they don't get the money. That's why they have this extreme pressure, this threat, duress, coercion, terrorism, domestic terrorism they perpetrate against the people to install these devices, sometimes under fear of force of arms by the local police.
And you know what? That's the same strategy they use with doctors and vaccines. It's just the same strategy used with hospitals and vaccines. Same old game. Hold on. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
The last segment of In Defense of Humanity. We do have other callers, Chris. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
One closing comment that I think is relevant, and it supports exactly what Josh Del Sol in his videos was exposing. There is no way that an energy-consuming device, a two-way electrical radio transmitter that expands its utilization of power several times a minute to do a sampling to transmit to the Medusa meters in the area, that collect all the stored energy and information intel. But more importantly, because they're a radio transmitter, they have to be energized at all times. So you're adding an electrical consuming device onto the power line. This is what I was, under fear of force of arms, ejected from the first PUC meeting that I ever attended relative to these things. And they made the lie right out of the hat that these things save money. I said one word, objection. And I was immediately at force of arms by an armed guard, gunpoint, forced out of the meeting. But I did get some good press coverage afterwards. So these people are scared to death. They're always Delphi meetings. And if you're at all knowledgeable and articulate, they will not tolerate you saying a word in those meetings. They will have you escorted out immediately to carry out the lies that they want to perpetrate on the people to put these insidious, invidious, militant devices in to destroy the American people. So thank you so very much for sharing this information, Al. God bless America. God bless the Republic and Republic Broadcasting.
Good information, bye-bye. Chris. Thanks a lot. Good information. Yeah. They do. They do not want anybody to tell the truth in their meetings. That's a fact. Okay, we have Kurt from Curtin, Illinois. Is he there, Ken?
Yes.
Hi, Kurt.
I'll tell you what. This thing with the smart meters is all bogus.
That's it?
Do what?
Is that it? Is that all you wanted to say?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I'll tell you what. In 2015, they came around in the town I live in and putting all these smart meters on. They didn't tell us that they were doing it. And I called them up and told them I didn't want the smart meter. So I talked to 7 different people with Ameron, and they brought me a digital meter, which is bogus to start with. And I've been having a feud with them for 3 years now.
Okay. Well, why don't you try, check out what we have on People for Safe Technology, that notice of non-consent. Check that out, read about it, and see if you can adapt that. That's what I would do if I was in your position. I would not waste my time calling the minions. You need a document to go to them that will go above the supervisor and right to the attorney for the power company. We're not going to get any solutions with the minions that we talk to on the phone or their supervisors. This is something that has to go to the CEO of the power company. That is the only way we can get their attention.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they're not going to give me a digital meter back.
Okay. You mean they're not going to give you an analog back?
Yeah, an analog.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm paying them $24 a month.
Right.
For these meters.
Yeah. Well,
and
try.
I'll tell you, here's the thing about all this. I have 3 trees on the side of my house over here where I could shade all the sun, and 2 of them have died already because the guy across the street has a meter, and they've killed my trees.
Wow. Oh, my. That's a shame. Well, again, check that out, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. Read about that. That may actually work in your situation, because if I was in your position and I'd already had this smart meter, I would take that document and look for a way to reword it and demand that the analog. Now, you can buy an analog meter yourself. If they claim that they don't have any, all you need is some of their electrician to come out and put it on. Okay, Kurt, we have another caller.
Okay.
I'm sorry about your trees. That's really awful.
Okay.
And that's what, I've heard that people have lost beehives in their yard and everything from these darn smart meters. Okay. Thanks for calling in. We have Kathy from Texas, I believe, is next. Is that right, Ken? Oh, okay. Well, you could take Ken. I thought.
She won't get to my call.
Okay. Is this Kathy? I can't hear her.
Hello? There we are. This is Kenneth Fortworth. Hey, with this 5G, are they trying to cook us?
Well, some people think so.
Well, what's wrong with 4G, 3G? What's wrong with it?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Now, again, let me give people the name of that document, because that was done so well. It's called The New 5G Technology. You can go to YouTube, type it in, The New 5G Technology, Why It Could Destroy Nature and Humanity. And what they want to do, they want a faster internet. And I think he's got a clip from Tom Wheeler, who was in charge of the Federal Communications Commission, They claim that we're demanding, I love that, the public is demanding a faster internet. We want to download movies. Well, what I have seen is what they're doing, if they're going to have an internet that's going to receive all these signals from all our appliances, right? Everybody's appliance, and process that information and get it back to the power company. At the same time, we're all walking around with these little cell phones, and we're texting, and we're watching movies, and we're surfing the net. And then they've come up with these devices like CPAP machines. CPAP machines are now all equipped with a transmitter to transmit back to some central location how long you're wearing the CPAP mask at night. And then you've got another whole layer of transmission with all kinds of different devices. They claim we need a faster internet, but of course with a faster internet is more radio frequency fields, and our health will just go down and down and down.
Also, Google Death Tower.
Yes. On our website, we do have on that People for Safe Technologies, we have a page for Wi-Fi, a page for cell towers, a page for smart meters. All of this adds up and creates this increasingly toxic environment for living things, you know, dogs, bees, birds, people, you name it, squirrels.
Are they building electronic guns and they don't have enough ammunition to make it work right?
I don't know. They've got plenty of weapons. There's no shortage of weapons. Oh, they also want drones. Incidentally, I saw that in a YouTube. They want to increase the everybody gets drones, or they use drones on us, or we buy drones. Again, another wireless device that they're putting out. Are you there? Is he there? Okay, well then let's hear from Kathy. Kathy, are you there? Okay, hi, Dr.
Thank you so much for your show, and I don't have reused computers anymore, and I'd like to get together with someone that can print the information and send it to me. I'm interested in the your paperwork and your public notice process.
Okay.
And
okay,
I wanted to add that in addition to Chris,
Dr.
I appreciate
Kelly.
His comments, and I did experience a situation like that in Reno, Nevada. Warren Buffett owns Berkshire Hathaway and Geico, the insurance company, and they installed a smart meter without removing one of the plastic, I guess, plug protectors. And so that resulted in a huge issue. I just want to encourage people to take back your power in your community, and then you can meet your like-minded individuals and present that publicly, refer them to antennasearch.com and wififact.com. And I read an article where Saskatchewan province, God bless the Canadians, in Saskapower, got rid of millions of smart meters in their province.
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay, Dr. Kelly. Before we go, though, give Ken your address, and he will convey it to me, because I don't want you to give it over the air.
Okay.
Okay. And then I will see that you get that in the mail. I just wanted to get that in before, you know. But go ahead. I just wanted to tell you that. Give it to Ken, and he'll send it to me.
Awesome. Thank you much. And, again, I really appreciate your show and this profound change in direction to accommodate the needs of the people there. And get a fax machine and start faxing your city council, your board of supervisors, get in there and serve on one of these positions, be there at the elections, start faxing your congressman, your Senate.
Okay, Dr. Kelly. Kelly. Now, that's why I want to encourage everybody to watch the new 5G technology. They took this out of the hands of our locals. So we have to think in terms of another solution. Currently, according to that, and people need to investigate this, your local government can't do anything about this 5G. They can't do anything about smart meters. They have been prohibited from influencing how this is going to roll out. According to this wonderful documentary that I saw, it is possible that we can call our state representatives. He's saying that they're going to try to roll this out from a state government level. So people could call their state representative and ask if they're looking at legislation which would mandate 5G. Let's start there to see what's going on. I don't think we're going to get any success with our local city council, though.
I can raise one good thing that Jerry Brown has done in his entire political career was the veto of SB 649. That was Senate Bill 649 in California for the 5G. It was vetoed, and I hope that other states can utilize that as a precedent.
Well, good. Good. Excellent. Finally, we hear some good news, huh?
Yeah, I like to save the good stuff for last.
Okay, well, I have one more call. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. And don't forget to give your address to Ken.
Will do.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, Francis, in North Carolina, love that state. We have maybe a minute or two before we're going to have to close out. Pardon?
Oh, boy. Hello, folks. From what I understand of this whole fiasco, it's getting really nasty, but I do have a question for you, since after all, they're giving us the people rope to make into a noose to hang ourselves with. Now, as to one other aspect, are you familiar with someone by the name of, well, it's not their name, but called the Fullerton Informer? As,
okay, Ken, we can hear you.
Okay. Someone does a YouTube channel called The Fullerton Informer regarding 5G and the effects of what affects the body and so forth. Because apparently right now the current 3G, 4G or whatever is affecting the water molecules in the body. However, the 5G will be affecting the oxygen molecule in the body, as in the hemoglobin.
Yeah, I have not got verification of that, and he does not have a medical background. However, there are medical professionals, and I've been looking into what, actually, they've got papers, and I have them posted, from physicians, public health, Dr. Carpenter, David Carpenter. He wrote about this, the actual impact on our body, and I put those professional reports on peopleforsafetechnologies.com. I have not had an opportunity to read them all, but as I become aware of them, I'm going to post them so we can get a better idea of what this is. However, Francis, even if it doesn't affect your hemoglobin, I know you don't want it.
You think?
Really? I mean, I don't care if it affects my hemoglobin. It's affecting my whole environment. I don't want it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We were born with it. Why do we need it?
Well, and this is, they're altering our environment. If people haven't seen Beings of Frequency, please watch that. And it explains how life on planet Earth does just peachy keen in a certain frequency, which is global, basically. And
yep.
When you disturb or disrupt that or try to alter that, it seriously impacts us. And that's a wonderful, again, Beings of Frequency. Watch that, and then you'll start to see why we don't want any of this. I threw out, Francis, my cordless phone. I don't have an iPad. I have a little flip phone that we keep in the car. I'm trying to limit the exposure that I get to all this.
Hats off to you.
Okay. Okay, folks, we're getting ready to... shut down for the night. Stay tuned. Participate in our Saturday night imaging fair. Take time to think about the world that we deserve, the world we want to see, and the world we want to leave our children. We'll be back next week. Thanks. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving,
free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
$25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.